Bushun in dinaway magani dug. Beshiko benesi akwe indigo. Mang in du dame. Ga osis qua jime cog in dun jaba. Ga misqua wako cog ninda. Elaine Fleming in dishina cause. Hello, my relatives. Welcome once again to History of Leech Lake. My spirit name is One Thunderbird Woman. And that's the name that the universe knows me by. That's what an elder taught me. Mazanana Kwadishinakaso. My clan is a Loon clan. And I'm a member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. I am also live in Gamiskwa Wako Kog. And that's the place where there were red cedar trees. And of course, now you don't find hardly any. But that's a part of history, part of taking of our land, which is historical trauma, which is what I have been talking about. Historical trauma is something committed against an entire people, such as the Leech Lake Nation, the people of the Leech Lake Nation. And historical trauma involves three losses, and that's the loss of people, the loss of land, and the loss of culture. And those losses lead to historical loss symptoms like depression and anger and suicide, alcoholism and drug abuse, unemployment, diabetes. And we, as Indigenous peoples all across the United States of America, we suffered these traumas, and we are recuperating. We're all on our own roads now, and we're saving ourselves, and we're creating our new stories of that are positive and inspiring. The things that, and then also looking back at our history and acknowledging the strength of our people, that we survived despite that trauma, those traumas that we experienced. So I was talking about the removal era began 1830, and then I moved into the reservation making era, which began about 1853. And from there, I went into the assimilation era. And with the assimilation era, that began like around 1870 and ended in 1834. And so I'm moving into the self-determination era in which we write these new stories and we tell them. And so I was talking about Nibaba Iban, my father, who's passed on. When he was 5 years old, he was sent to boarding school. That was 1918. And at that time, the people were poor. You know, they had cut down, clear cut so many of the trees. And it had affected the food system. And they had taken so much of our land that we weren't able to hunt and fish the way that we used to. So we were in we experienced these huge problems, and we weren't able to feed our children. And this was true all across this whole nation, this whole United States of America. And so many of the families decided to send their children off to boarding school so that their children could eat and be fed. So that was what happened to my Nibaba Iban. He was sent away to school so he would be fed. But those older boys there, they bullied him. They bullied all the younger boys. And you know, those are more symptoms of historical trauma when we take out our anger and depression on ourselves and those closest to us, even to take that anger and hurt out on your own self. You see people doing things like that, our young people in particular. And so these older boys, though, they were bullying the younger ones and taking away their food and any gifts that came to them that were mailed to them. And the children the little boys were hungry. And so they had the older girl sit with the little guy so that they could eat. So that's that internalized oppression. Just another example of historical loss symptoms. Yet Dad, he grew up and graduated from Flandreau boarding school. He returned home and was elected to sit on the reservation business committee after World War II. He and many others who experienced the assimilation era of 1870 to 1934 and the Great Depression from 1929 to 1931, which was worst felt on the reservations. The Indian Reorganization era of the 1934 to 1953, and World War II and the Termination era, 1953-1968, where the federal relationship with 109 reservations was cut. These people, they helped to slay the Wendigo. These old-time Wendigo slayers of the Termination era were wise and resilient. They united with other indigenous American nations and organizations like the National Congress of American Indians. The American Indian Movement was formed at the end of this era in 1968, and by the 1970s, the self-determination era would begin with huge numbers of indigenous Americans enrolling in college, producing bumper crops of indigenous lawyers, authors, and activists. The Ojibwe people began remembering and picking up the knowledge that we had dropped along the way during our migration. On Leech Lake Reservation, Ojibwe high school students walked out of the racist Catholic high school, and the people established the reservation's Bagunagishik School, a K-12 school located in the woods in 1975. In 1990, the Leech Lake Tribal College was established. In 1993, its first graduate was Sean Farlander, who graduated with an Associate of Arts degree in Anishinaabe language and culture. He became fluent in Ojibwe. He was an educator and a storyteller, and we just lost him this year. We just lost him. We continue to pick up those things taken from us by Wendigo. At Leech Lake Tribal College, we teach that we are peoples of a nation. We have our own history as a people, our own land base, governance, and language and culture. We are not ethnic minorities. We study historical trauma in order to understand the historical loss symptoms we currently experience. Most importantly, we are healing ourselves. We've gone into the water to heal our spirits. Nana Bushu left us long ago. He and his grandma got into a canoe and paddled away because our people didn't believe in him anymore. He said he might come back if we began telling his stories again and needed his help. Nana Bushu, I say, we need you. I tell my grandsons your stories, and they want to know more and more. They're dreaming their own 5- and 6-year-old Ojibwe dreams, those little guys. We are now building our own nations. Once I had a dream. I dreamt of these two old Ojibwe grandmas. They were naked and their dead bodies were hanging from a coat rack in a meeting room in which I sat with others. The others were not Ojibwe and they could not see the two grandmas. I kept trying to get them to see the two grandmas. These people just ignored me. That morning when I woke, I took the pipe that I care for outside, and I talked to those old ladies. I told them that they could go home. I told them that things were okay now and that we were healing. We would take care of things. The grandmas could rest in that place more beautiful than the sunset. That place more beautiful than the sunset. That old Mindamuye told me about. I say, Miigwech, Bisendawiyeg. Miigwech, Miiyu.